Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and was founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this day on which we are remembering the Festival of All Saints' Day. On this day, we commemorate those Christians who have departed this life to receive their eternal reward in heaven. In particular, we make mention of those who have departed within the past year. In the reading from Revelation that we hear today, we hear of a great multitude that no one could number. These are the ones who have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. We then reflect on this eternal peace in the hymn, "Sing with all the saints in glory."
A reading from the 7th chapter of Revelation. After this I looked, and behold, a great multitude that no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes, with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And all the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures, and they fell on their faces before the throne and worshipped God, saying, "Amen. Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever. Amen." Then one of the elders addressed me, saying, "Who are these clothed in white robes, and from where have they come?" I said to him, "Sir, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones coming out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will shelter them with his presence. They shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes."
Sing with all the saints in glory, sing the resurrection.
The epistle reading is also written by St. John from his first general letter to the churches in the Roman province of Asia. He presents here the great love the Father has given to us. We rejoice in this in the hymn, God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It.
A reading from the third chapter of the first epistle of St. John. See what kind of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And so we are. The reason why the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him, because we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who thus hopes in Him purifies himself as He is pure.
So.
The part of the Sermon on the Mount known as the Beatitudes is commonly understood as applying to each individual Christian. Looking at it closely, we come to realize that it presents to us the ministry of Jesus, the only one who was able to fulfill each of these "Blessed are they" statements perfectly. We reflect on this in the hymn, "O Jesus, King Most Wonderful."
A reading from the 5th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Seeing the crowds, Jesus went up on the mountain, and when he sat down, his disciples came to him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you."
Thank you for welcoming us into your home to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you and your children to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock. Please know that the sound, movement, and energy of the young children is a blessing to us all. The worship service is followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. O Jesus, King Most Wonderful, in whom all joys are found.